Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So why do we gather today? On this day, we celebrate this incredible and wonderful and powerful event called Easter. The Sabbath is over. And at least according to Mark, and I absolutely love Mark's account of the resurrection. According to Mark, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome all came down to bring spices. What were they thinking as they walked down that road early in the morning? Their friend, their rabbi, their mentor had been killed on a cross as a criminal. And they were going down to the tomb to bring spices to finish burying him. And I love that the question that they ask along the way is, I wonder who will roll the stone away for us. For as Mark says, it was very large. They did not come with the expectation of Jesus' resurrection. They came expecting to find his body lying there so that they could minister to it and prepare it properly, a deed that they had not been able to accomplish before. When they get down there, they're beginning to ask that question, who will roll the stone away? There doesn't seem to be any question that someone will do it for them. And they arrive, and it's already rolled back. When they look inside, they don't see what they expect. They don't find what they came there to find. Instead, there is nothing. There is no body. There is no Jesus, this Savior, this friend, this rabbi, this teacher is gone. And instead, there's just a figure. A figure sitting in there. And they were so afraid. And I hate the way that the NRSV translate this. It says, do not be alarmed. It sounds like a flight attendant. You know, do not be alarmed. This is a normal condition that you will find on this route. Please remain in your seat with your seatbelts fastened. Do not be afraid. The same thing that you hear over and over and over again from the angels. Don't be afraid. He is not here. The one you are looking for, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, is not here. But why are we here today? Because the tomb was empty. It's an odd kind of thing, isn't it? We came here this morning to celebrate emptiness. A hole in the ground. Nothing is there. What a crazy bunch of people you are. We came to celebrate the emptiness of a tomb, the absence of what we expected to be there. All of Mary and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, expectations are dashed with a hole in the ground. It is empty. He is not here. I think that's what makes Easter so powerful. That all of our expectations, all of our images, and all of our hopes are dashed with an empty tomb. Mary and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, came down expecting to find something there. They expected to find Jesus, and they expected to have the ability to do those things to which they had been called to do. And there is nothing there. Seems that sometimes we come to the tomb, to Jesus, filled with all of our expectations, our images of what God should be like, which tends to look remarkably like us. My God is a slightly overweight, pudgy pastor, apparently. But you see, the empty tomb dashes that expectation. You can't put God in a box and Jesus in your own container any more than the tomb could hold him in death. That's the power of Easter, and it's called freedom and grace. What we encounter in the empty tomb is a release from all the things we think God is, and all the expectations that we have about God and about our relationship with God. So many of us have been raised to believe that if we're going to have some kind of religious experience or relationship with God, well, then all we need is a better rule book. So if we can just get God imaged into the right set of rules or the right set of creeds or the right set of whatevers, if we can just image God in just the right way, then we've gained spirituality. I wish it was that easy. Because then when you came in the door, I could just hand you a little booklet with all the right rules. And that would be so nice. But the tomb is empty. There's nothing there. But a young man who says he's not here. His promise is fulfilled. When we dash all those expectations and images and all of our little gods, then we become, as Paul says, like one untimely born. Well, in the gospel, or in Acts. Such a powerful thing in Acts, that sermon from Peter. But also powerful is that reading from 1 Corinthians in which he says, look, we have all of these witnesses to what happened and to Jesus' resurrection, and we are like one untimely born. We too are witnesses. But we are not witnesses to the death. We are witnesses to an empty tomb. And that is God's grace. That is God's power. It is from that empty tomb that the person who is inside the tomb sends Mary and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, to do what? Do you remember? Go tell everybody. Mark is one of the few. I mean, Mark says, look, in the Gospel of Mark, it says, you all, he's not here. Go tell everybody that he'll meet them in Galilee. And what do? They're Lutheran. They tell nobody. They will not tell anybody anything because they are afraid. They're afraid. Well, the empty tomb is for all of us. And in it, in our dashed expectations, we are formed for new life. That's the power of Easter, this lighting of new light and candles and all of the singing and all of the glory and all of the alleluia attests first to the emptiness of the tomb, which is filled with the Spirit of God, who fills our emptiness, where our expectations fall short and our God in a box doesn't serve, and where the rules that we make for ourselves in the hope of salvation are swallowed by grace. And so on this day, you are set free by the empty tomb and sent out to to tell everyone about the love of God. For it swallows us up in our emptiness and brings us out whole as God's beloved children. And so we do say Alleluia. Alleluia for the empty tomb and the risen Christ and the gift of grace. And so I teased the kid and said, freak their parents out every morning and get up and say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. But I give you the same challenge to begin each day with that word, that celebration of God's grace. Amen.